Alvin Burrell arrested, released on bond. His agent saying Burrell's blood alcohol level tested slightly above the legal limit. Burrell last won the Derby in 2010 aboard Super Saver. Lisa Lucero, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us, let's go right. For a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside. I am.
2011, because this tape is being pre-recorded. And welcome to Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda Kent, and our technician is Bad Bob. This is 1460 Free Fire KCNR Radio. Our chat room will not be open today because of the pre-recorded show. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now, so pry your butt up off the couch and educate yourself on the issues. Try talking to your neighbors, go to meetings, check out the website, see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. If you'd like to ask questions, feel free to email them to us at KCNR, and you can get a hold of us that way. Some reminders here. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneville at Destiny Fellowship. And make sure you listen to We the People Radio at 8 to 10 on Sunday mornings, and go to ReadingTeaParty.com for more information. And also to listen to our show at 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings, Sovereign Minds Radio. Our special guest tonight is Janine Turner, and I wanted to start off with a quote here. And the quote is, "Education is the inoculation of the incomprehensible into the indifferent by the incompetent. So let me try that again. Education is the inoculation of the incomprehensible into the indifferent by the incompetent. And that's John Maynard Keynes, of all people. So with that, I'd like to introduce our guest. I got to say, I'm tickled to death to have her on the show. And I must admit, excited as well. So let's see, where do I begin? She's a smart blonde. She's a conservative talk radio host. She has read the Federalist Papers. She is co-founder of ConstitutingAmerica.org. She's a single parent, a Texan. She rides horses, and she just happens to be a director, a writer, producer, singer, author, and an accomplished actress, as well as beautiful to boot. I don't know if I missed anything there, but I hope not. And I got to say, I've been dying to say this. O'Connell, the Fleshman thing broke my heart. I've never gotten over it.
Oh, that's so funny.
So with that, I wanted to read Constituting America's mission, and it is to utilize new and innovative means in order to reach, educate, and inform America's citizens and youth about the importance of the U.S. Constitution and the foundation it sets forth regarding our freedoms and rights. You know, I got to admit, Janine, it's a so refreshing to me to meet a person with your celebrity status that, you know, is a smart conservative. You know, quite frankly, I've boycotted a lot of the celebrities that I used to admire after discovering their political ideology. You know, that's neither here nor there, but, you know, I kind of wanted to say that. And so how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, very good.
Where is Redding, California? Where are y'all?
You know where Mount Shasta is, by any chance?
No.
How about Oregon?
Yes.
just go south about 100 miles or so, and you're in Redding.
Oh,
we are.
Cool.
This is the most beautiful part of the state up here. We're actually in God's country.
Oh, I bet it is beautiful. Well, you know, we film Northern Exposure in Seattle, Washington, so I know that the Northwest, the great Pacific Northwest, is beautiful.
Absolutely. You know, I got to say, it's coincidental. I just happen to be a huge Northern Exposure fan. I mean, I think I've watched every show, but it's been a while since it's been on that I've seen it. But I got hung up in the quirky comedy of the whole thing, you know, back in the day. So this is like a special treat for me.
Oh, thank you. It was a really special show. I loved portraying Maggie O'Connell. I waited for years and years for a part like that and was thrilled that God blessed me with a sort of a groundbreaking character. You know, if you look back at the 1990s, she was one of the first female characters to be sort of self-sufficient and independent. I mean, she was a bush pilot and did her own plumbing and flew her own plane and killed her own deer and, you know, you name it. She was fun.
I know, and Flashman, come on.
Yeah, I know. In your dreams, Flashman. There you go.
Anyway, you know, I was looking at your website this morning, and it's just full of, you know, all kinds of exciting stuff about, you know, the Constitution and so forth. And, you know, how did you get, you know, why did you get it started? What, what's behind this whole thing? Can you give us some info?
Sure. Well, I have two websites. One is JeneTurner.com, which is my personal website, which has my book and my Christian yoga and all my radio and all this stuff. And then also all my essays and whatnot. But then Constituting America is the foundation that I started about, I guess, are we not quite even 2 years ago yet, but I became very impassioned about, maybe it's been two, I lose track, I don't know. But it was President's Day, I think. No, I think it's just been about a year and a half ago, but I've done so much, it seems longer. You know, I really started to worry about the debt and the direction of this country in maybe over three years ago. And you know, I became disturbed. I became intrigued with the fact that I always felt I knew, you know, the Constitution. And then I read the 5,000-year leap and realized there was so much more to know. And then I reread the Constitution over and over, and I really didn't understand it. And so then I went, I purchased the Federalist Papers, and I had linked, and I called Kathy, I said, my dear friend Kathy Gillespie, and I said, her husband was the chairman of the RNC, Ed Gillespie. And I said, we need to do something here. And she felt the same way I did, and we really felt that we wanted to impact the culture because there's no other way to reach the kids. And I was also tired of hearing that the cultural elite was the liberal press and the liberal elite. And having lived in Hollywood all these years and been a victim of this, I just sort of reached this point in my life where I felt, I think the way a lot of Tea Partiers feel, you know, it's just time to stand up and try to save this great republic. I've always loved our founding fathers since third grade. I don't know why. I'm a Christian, but if I believed in reincarnation, I would believe I lived in the revolutionary era. And so I started Constituting America, and we have three tiers, and I'll stop talking in a second. But
that's okay.
Three tiers at our foundation. It's for adults and the students. We have a wonderful educational process for adults. Last year we did 90 and 90. Equals 180, History Holds the Key to the Future, and that was a look back at the Federalist Papers. And we had scholars and professors from all over the country come and explain each Federalist Paper, which we all know explains, Publius wrote it, John Jay, Alexander Hamilton, and James Madison to explain the Constitution. And I wrote 90 essays, 5 on the Constitution and 85 on the Federalist Papers. This year we did 90 days study analyzing the Constitution where we broke the Constitution down into 90 small segments and had a scholar come explain every little clause, every little bit. Because, you know, it's one thing to read it, it's another to really understand it. And we had a blog then. And then we have a great contest for kids, which is best short film, best song, best public service announcement, best essay, best speech. We're really trying to reach the kids in their culture, sort of like American Idol and Sundance Film Festival. And then the third tier is Patriot Clubs. We're really encouraging people to step out and once a month, if, you know, we do monthly meetings for book club and this and that. Well, we're hoping people have monthly meetings about the United States Constitution. And the cool thing is they can go to our website. And my daughter has even taken the 90 essays, who's 13, and she, you can go to Juliet's blog on the website, and she's broken down all these 90 essays for the professors into fun facts for kids. So we even have a really cool study study group material for adults and kids. Wow. There you go. That kind of sums it up a little bit.
Very good. Yeah, I was looking at the website, and I noticed your daughter on there, and it appears that she's quite a chip off the old block there, is what it...
Well, she's a go-getter. She's something else, and she's the National Youth Director. She took that title by storm.
Wow.
We gave her that title because she was always traveling with me, always preparing, always a part of it at all, and we decided that since the youth was such a big part of our outreach, we needed a director, and so Kathy says, I think you should be National Youth Director. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah, she does a really good job at that, too. And I was noticing the videos on there of the kids and the contests that you guys did. Those are some really cool videos that you have on the website, the best song and everything. That is really cool.
Thank you. You know, we before Sarah Palin did it, we did it. But not on this grand of a scale, I'm afraid. She has a big bus. We had a little old RV where the refrigerator fell off and all this. But we wrapped it in George Washington, our logo, which is George Washington, Constituting America. We traveled 6,200 miles last summer.
Wow.
And our winners for best short film, best song and whatnot, they spanned all across the country, starting from California, Arizona, Colorado, Wisconsin, Chicago, Alabama, Georgia, New York. So in 3 weeks, we traveled across the country, and we took cameras, and we filmed the kids in their neighborhoods with their mentors and their teachers. And we put together this 47-minute documentary. We did music videos with these kids. We even did kind of a new video where when they read their essays, we sort of did a music video essay.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really cool, too.
To reach the kids, you know, to make it fun for them. And we're encouraging if we have any teachers listening or if y'all know, have any in, you know, with your organization, perhaps you can reach out to the Tea Party there. We have this documentary. You can download it from the website. It's at the bottom of the page right now if you scroll down. Or if you contact us, we can send you a DVD. We'd love for the schools to play this, especially even the homeschoolers. The week, Constitution Day week, which is Constitution Day is the 17th, so let's back that up a few days. During that week, because it's a great opportunity to teach the kids about Constitution Day, and our documentary is lots of fun with the videos, kids talking to kids. It's about 45 minutes, so we'd love for kids to wear red on Friday and for the schools to play our documentary.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we actually have been able to, well, we got accepted into 8 schools here in the Reading
area.
Yeah, so I'm just making contact with them right now to see what kind of materials we can bring in. And I'm hoping they're going to allow us to show your video that you put together with the kids.
Great. We should send you a copy then.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll get your info after the interview. We'll send you a copy of the DVD.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of what I saw you on Fox, and then I thought, well, you know, 2 and 2 equals 4 a lot of times. Well, you know, and I like to think big, although after listening to you talk, you're making me feel like an underachiever at this point.
Oh, no. You have your own radio show. See, as I was listening to your radio show, I thought, this is what's great about America. You know, we the people can gather together and realize that we do have a force, and we can be ready. You know, this is what government's all about, is that our representatives are supposed to listen to their constituents. And, you know, there's an all-time low now at 17% where Americans do not feel that we are properly, we don't feel as Americans that we're being properly represented in Congress, that they're not listening to us. And the beauty of the Constitution is that if people who say it's irrelevant, I feel, and I hate to say this, are just ignorant because they haven't read it or studied it. It's so incredibly relevant. It's not just the amendments, which is what everybody goes to. You know, it's knee-jerk reaction, and I feel that's because a lot of people don't know it, but it's this checks and balances, the branches of government, how we keep the executive in check, which I'm really glad about right now.
You know, if you haven't read the Federalist Papers, you don't really get the Constitution, and most people haven't read the Federalist Papers. I know that Glenn Beck has got that new book out that's, mm-hmm. you know, very much interprets it, but yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, do you find that the media just kind of twists everything around from what the founders' intent, you know, was?
Oh, well, depending on what media you listen to, Fox, thank gosh for Fox, right? But
yep.
Absolutely. There's a progressive movement in this country that started in the late 19th century and got very strong in the early 20th century, and it's very, very, you know, there's a socialist movement, and I'm glad that there's an awakening in this country right now, and I think what I believe is absolutely pivotal is to truly educate ourselves so that and that includes myself. I just cannot get enough. Right now I'm taking these essays that these scholars have written, breaking down the Constitution in the 90 segments, and I'm having them on my radio show weekly so that, you know, it's another way of getting the word out. But if we don't educate our kids, I had a really interesting guest on my show who talked about the millennials, and they are actually, it's our up-and-coming generation. They're bigger and I guess more of them than even the baby boomers. And they have voted twice in two election cycles Democrat because, as Andrew Breitbart says, you know, they're just these default liberals because they don't know any better because it's typical to be a liberal. and so this is our third cycle, and if they vote this way in the third cycle, odds are great that they will vote that way for the rest of their lives. So it's pretty pivotal, I believe, that we reach the youth in America right now, and that they are the future of our country, and so many of them in polls believe that socialism is okay, and that's because that's what they're being taught.
Yeah, we've been losing that battle. We need to start winning that war.
Oh, yeah, we really do, and that's why we're desperately trying to reach the kids in the culture with these kind of cool kids in jeans and thong shoes singing about the Constitution. And we have a new round of winners this year that are just, our judges have just selected them, and we're going to take them to Washington, to Philadelphia, and they're going to perform their works at the National Constitution Center. So I encourage people listening to join our contest next year. These kids get $2,000 scholarships, prize money, really, $1,000 prize money in high school, $2,000 in college, and they all get a trip to Philadelphia, and they get to star in a documentary.
Yeah, I saw that on the website, and I actually printed out the rules so I can take them with me when I go into the schools and talk with the principals and teachers so that the kids can know about it and maybe get them motivated.
Good, good. Yes, exactly. And it's so funny how hard it is to get these kids motivated. I'll run to college kids. They'll say, $2,000. Right there about the Constitution, they sort of roll their eyes. I'm like, gee, I never thought it'd be that hard to get $2,000.
Hey, Janine, can you tell us about your radio show so that maybe we can promote it on our end to get people more involved in the education piece?
Thank you. Yes. Oh, please do. That'd be awesome. We need to look after each other, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
What time does your show air, and how can we, can we listen to it on the web?
Yes,
all
you
that
can.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, my show, I started podcast, and then a local show heard it and said, come on over to us. And so it's on 570 KLIF. And in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then if you're in California, you can listen to it on KLIF.com. You can go to the Internet. Or you can go to my fan page on Facebook and watch it on Ustream. And that's, Facebook.com/ Janine Turner fan page.
Very good. Very good.
And
yeah.
It's Saturday nights, 9 to 11 Central, which would be, 7 to 9 your time, Central PM on Saturday nights. And if you miss it, you can pick it up on my website or watch it at any time on my fan page. You just go down and click the Ustream button.
Awesome. That's good information to know.
We'll see if we can set up a link on our website to yours and so people can get over there and get involved with your program there.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yes, yes, link it to ConstitutingAmerica.org or JanineTurner.com, either one. That'd be awesome.
Perfect. What do you see coming down the road? What's your vision of the future here? Where do you think we're going?
Well, as I was saying on my show on Saturday, it's either the best times or the worst of times. I feel like economically, we're certainly in the worst of times. And of course, I think it opens us up to all sorts of vulnerabilities. This is when dictators take over and constitutions are thrown out, when people get hungry and we go broke and takeovers happen. And
yeah.
So I think that economically it's very, very serious times, and I'm so glad we have a movement like the Tea Party to go in and say, it's interesting, I sort of thought, even though we didn't love the debt ceiling Boehner plan or whatever, at least I felt that it was a victory in the respect that the Tea Party movement is being criticized, to avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing, in the respect that we are policy changers, and at least nothing would have even been, it wouldn't have even been sort of, there wouldn't have been a pause if it hadn't been for the Tea Party, and I see that as a victory. But if we don't get this economy in shape, I think we're in the worst of times. But what I consider to be the hope is the best of times is the fact that, we have a new election cycle, that we have this great constitution, that every 2 years we have to reevaluate the House. And I have to say something, it's interesting. If you read my second or third essay on the 90-day form, Horace Cooper wrote an essay, and you can find all this on Constituting America. But when he came on my show, he elaborated even more. When they changed the 17th Amendment, which during Woodrow Wilson's time, and I believe it's our worst amendment, it should be reversed.
Right.
It made the Senate, it gave the Senate power to, instead of being elected by the state legislatures, as you know, it became,
right.
and I'm sure your listeners know, it became, they switched it that it would be, the people would elect the Senate. But what they didn't do is they didn't, our founding fathers were very specific that with the legislative branch where the people elected, that it would be every 2 years. And the reason they did this is because they felt that the people that, the representatives that were representing the people would get too power hungry, too lethargic, too complacent if they had 6 years. They felt that the state legislatures would look after the Senate because it was 6 years, that they had more of a watchdog, that the people wouldn't, and that it needed to be every 2 years. Well, when they switched the amendment that the senators would be elected by the people, they should have switched it to every 2 years.
Wow.
And isn't that interesting? I had never really thought about that.
Yeah, we've lost a lot in the in educational process in the schools of the, you know, intent of the different amendments and so forth in the Constitution and why they were put there and, you know, what the thought processes were before, you know, behind them. So you got to understand that stuff or you don't get the reasons why.
Right, and we should have made it that the Senate was elected every 2 years, but that's kind of, you know, I don't know what we do about that right now, but at least we have this election coming up. And when I watch this, you know, Ames straw poll and the Iowa, the debates, and with Perry getting in the race, I get very excited and it gives me hope. And in that respect, I think we're in the best of times and that we do have the power to turn this around. And especially with groups such as the Tea Party and whatnot, and this sort of awakening that's happening. And I'm so grateful that y'all have your radio show and that you're reaching out and that Americans realize that there's nothing too small, you know, that, or too big that we can do, that is lighting it one candle at a time, that we can all individually make a difference with our vote and with our outreach, and it's just how we're going to save this country.
Absolutely. You know, I just happen to be in charge of survival and preparedness, and I've got a financial background that goes back to 1982.
Oh.
And so what I've been telling everybody is prepare for a dollar collapse. And, you know, get some food storage and, you know, put some precious metals away because, you know, if we have a dollar collapse here, it's gonna get ugly for a little while. And, you know, I think that might be, in some ways, the best thing that can happen because it's going to reset the government and we can get back to a constitutional form of a republic. And, you know, unfortunately, there might be some pain with that. But I don't know. I mean, it looks like, you know, that's probably going to happen the way things are going in the stock market and so forth. So
mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we have enough of us to believe in the Constitution, you know, that if there were ever a real sort of collapse in this country, that we have enough people that understand the true meaning of it and we don't become this socialist country.
I think the tide is rising, and I believe that because the mainstream or the lamestream or whatever you want to call the media, you know, the majority of it is not reporting, you know, how fast the tide is rising because I think they're frightened of it to a degree, and especially the entrenched politicians. So, but I think we're turning this thing around, and, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going is what it comes down to.
Exactly. I love our forefathers, and I think they were so brilliant. And God, of course, I think one of the most important things for all of us to remember is, you know, is that God gave us these rights, and that's what was so beautiful about what our founding fathers put on paper, you know, and whether between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, is that our rights are from God, not government. And when, you know, all this stuff, and we could talk for hours, and I'd be glad to come back sometime, but, you know, I personally believe that Social Security and Medicare should be done away with in my daughter's generation.
I agree.
It was just why are we giving our money for retirement to the government?
Because they want us to be dependent on them. Because when you're dependent on the government, then you tend to vote for the people who are in power.
I know, but we need to change that.
We are.
I'd rather have my own little fund for retirement. Thank you very much. I don't want to be given it away to the government. You know, by the time I get there, you know, they won't even have anything left.
Buy precious metals.
Yeah, I need to buy some gold. I've never done that. And it's just so expensive. I don't really understand gold because it's so expensive. And, like, I'll never get my money back.
I'll tell you what you want to buy, though, right now is silver more than gold. There's I have a platform on that. And, I know we don't have a lot of time left here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd like to get you some information on that.
Ooh.
There's a reason that silver is going to shoot through the moon. And right now it's a much better bargain than gold. And it's more of a poor man's gold. But because industrial use side of it and it's been used up, it's actually going to do some, you know, really exciting things in the next year or two.
Okay, well, maybe I'll go buy a little bit.
Highly recommend it.
Well, y'all are great, and God bless you and all of your listeners, and let's make sure this great republic remains what it is, a republic.
Can I ask you one last question, Janine?
Sure.
I was wondering, do you have any pointers for us as far as going into the schools, how we might be able to get more schools involved and the children?
Well, I tell you what we've had to do at Constituting America is really stay nonpartisan. Because the schools won't take it if it's slanted. And I think that we are 501c3 at Constituting America, so we really try to stay, you know, when I'm talking to Janine Turner, I can be as opinionated as I want. When it's Constituting America, I try to remain really nonpartisan. And I think that the Constitution isn't a partisan issue. It's Democrat, liberal, independent, libertarian, whatever you are, constitutionalist. All of us need to understand the Constitution. So I think that's a big part of it. And, of course, you know, liberals get scared just with the word Constitution. We pulled into the outskirts of the Beltway with our old little dilapidated RV that had George Washington on it. And all it was George Washington and Constituting America. That's all it said. They called the police because they found it offensive.
Wow.
So, you know, the Constitution alone finds it, you know, offensive to a lot of people. So I think nonpartisan aspect is important, and I think also just if we can show how hip and cool it is and that the kids might really enjoy it. And I think that Constitution Day is, for better or worse, I know a lot of us believe that the government should be run by states, the education, the local municipalities, and then we should probably do away with the Department of Education. Nevertheless, Congress did pass that Constitution Day nationally should be, is by law, to be discussed in the schools.
The more you talk, the better I like you.
Oh, well, but right now, on Friday, the 16th this year, they are supposed to be talking about, by law, the United States Constitution. So that maybe those will help. Those
absolutely. How, you know, I noticed,
take our DVD.
I will try that. We've made the first step into the schools, so we're really trying hard. We're hoping that it'll turn into a long-term situation with the schools.
Sure, yeah.
Well, we'd love to kind of align with you because I think that it's a lot of, there are other groups and they do essays. But what's fun about us is it's, you know, we kind of you can go to the art department with what we do or the music department with what
that
we
would
do,
be really awesome.
Or the government department, and then if they can look at all of our short film winners and whatnot from last year. It's and PSAs and music videos and whatnot. It really goes beyond just the government department or the English department.
I know you got to go, Janine. I just want to get in. How can they donate? Can they go to your website and donate? Because it's a 501c3, which is tax deductible. I am a tax expert too, by the way.
Oh gosh, you're great. yes, constitutingamerica.org, and there's a PayPal button there. That would be awesome because we're doing a bunch of mailings and all kinds of outreach and taking these kids to Philadelphia and. It's pretty pricey, so we do a lot with the money. The money goes right back out, a lot of it, most of it.
We'll see what we can do to help you out.
That'd definitely be great. Ellen, let's keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely, yeah. Janine. Oh, could we're going to try to get Chuck Norris on here. Could you put a good word in his for us? Because I know you know him.
Chuck is a hard guy for even me to talk to.
Oh, well.
I started a movie with him, but...
I like to think big, so I'm always trying.
Go for it. Yeah, I haven't even had Chuck on my show yet, but I'm sure you can do it. He's a great American, too.
Absolutely. Very good, Janine. We just totally appreciate you coming on the show, and I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Janine.
Let's talk offline about how to get the info to you.
All right.
All right.
God bless you, Janine.
God bless you, too. Thanks. Bye.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Welcome back to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here with my sister, Linda Kent, and we're in the studio. This is a pre-recorded tape. And we just got through interviewing Janine Turner, which just I thought was great.
Yeah, she was awesome that she was able to connect up with us and give us some pointers and help us out.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, like I say, that made my week right there. Excuse me. So, you know, I kind of wanted to go on. I've got some headlines here to read and, you know, some other things to talk about. And, you know, we can go over the weeks. You know, these are going to be a little dated by the time we get to the show next week. But I wanted to start out with a headline from King World News. It's let me pull it up here and get it on the computer. And it's from Richard Russell. And obviously, I'm a little slow at getting it up here. But the headline itself reads 2,000 gold shortly, then 2,500, then 5,000, and then 10,000. So it that's not necessarily a good thing, you know, because if we start having that kind of price hike up in the gold and silver, then that is going to indicate that we've got, you know, quite a bit of inflation going. So I wanted to read this this headline here. And, you know, what it says is, with tremendous volatility in gold and silver and stocks, the godfather of newsletter writers, Richard Russell, had this to say in his commentary this week. I think what I'm most interested in now is whether and to what effect the fading market has on the U.S. economy. I honestly don't think people are taking this market decline seriously. After all, we have the marvelous Fed, and the Fed has always come through in an emergency. Besides, probably 90% of living Americans have never seen or lived through what I would really call hard times. Then he continues to say, but a collapsing market with in a fading economy is a dangerous situation. It is exactly what happened in April 1930, Once the big upward correction topped out, the market headed down in earnest, and it was the start of the Great Depression. And, you know, it's referred into the stock market business as a dead cat bounce. So that's, you know, that's a big concern, you know, with the market and what it's doing and, you know, where are we going? Are we heading into the Great Depression? I don't know, but it just seems like the mainstream media is pretty flippant about it.
I guess that all depends if they go ahead and do Q3, isn't it?
QE3, yeah.
QE3.
Yeah, quantitative easing 3. You know, it seems like everybody that's in the know is saying that that is inevitable because if the stock market just starts to keep tanking, then it's going to be required that the Fed try to print their way out of it. And, you know, there's really nothing else they can do at this point because, you know, we are in between such a rock and a hard place that it's going to be difficult to you know, do anything. But, I mean, they don't have any, tricks left in their bag, basically, other than to try to print their way out of it. And if that's probably what Richard Russell's talking about when he's talking about, you know, that kind of inflated gold price, is that, you know, that's not good because if we have that kind of an inflated gold price, that's also going to mean that we're probably in a hyperinflation. So, you know, let's look at another headline I have here. And it says, 5 reasons why American riots will be the worst in the world.
Oh, well, that's not real hopeful there.
This comes from Don't Tread On Me, don't-tread-onme.com. And this is by the Silver Shield, and it says, you know, he wrote this article, and we're talking about all of the, you know, European riots and so forth. And, you know, he's saying that the reason that this is going to be worse is that because of the American arrogance, you know, when the dollar collapses, the first thing that they're going to be, you know, doing is right now we're number one, we're not having a problem. You know, we're number one. Well, you know,
But what happens when we start having problems, which we are starting to have right here in our own country, unfortunately.
Yeah, Voltaire said, everything is fine today, that is our illusion. And that's kind of what he was talking about, is that, yeah, as long as we don't know that there's a problem, then there isn't one. Even if there is. So,
not a nice way to look at things.
Not good. And so then, you know, the next part of this stage is denial. And, you know, it says, here's a quote from Ayn Rand. It said, you can ignore reality, but you cannot ignore the consequences of reality. And so, you know, you can ignore it till it slaps you around, and then all of a sudden you have to wake up. So I think we're kind of in that stage.
Yeah, I think we're really close to that. There is more and more people that are coming awake, I think.
I agree. The third stage is narcissism. The amount of narcissism in America is, you know, the fascination with celebrities. I mean, we talked about it with Janine a little bit here about how, you know, left-leaning they are. And, you know, they don't look at the problems with the debt. They don't look at the problems with the economy, the dollar. I mean, you know.
No, they're more worried about, you know, who's on Survivor or, you know.
Absolutely.
Dancing with the Stars instead of tuning into the real news so that they know what's going on to be prepared for what's coming down the pipe.
You know? You have to be aware to be prepared. That's our new saying. So the fourth thing on this particular article is drugs. Millions of America turn to drugs to fill the void of true purpose in their lives. Instead of dealing with a past hurt or seeking a higher purpose for their lives by helping others and using their natural talents to make a better world, people turn to drugs. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about inhibitors and antidepressants. And anybody who thinks there's not a big drug problem out there isn't looking around at all the marijuana co-ops all over on every other block. So, yeah, it's a problem.
Well, not just that, but you got all these people that are, you know, on limited income and they're getting drugs, you know, because they're so depressed. What a good combination, you know.
Yeah. Is there a problem with that?
Just a little bit. I mean, you know, could just be me.
Yeah. You know, I mean, come on, you know. What's wrong with being completely inebriated and not aware of what's going on in the world? I mean, really?
Yeah, throw a little alcohol on there. Why not, you know?
The next headline that I have here is from Stephen Lieb. And his headline is, again, from KingWorldNews.com, and this is on August 9th. Stephen Lieb, silver to hit 200 within 24 months. With the Dow trading up 429 points and gold hitting a new all-time highs, hitting new all-time highs. Today, King World News interviewed acclaimed money manager Stephen Lieb to get his thoughts on where we are headed. And when asked about the stock market, Lieb replied, "Well, I think the action is in the market. The sharp, sharp decline, it really was an incredible sharp decline, stems from the fact that investors are starting to realize that no one in Washington knows what they are doing. There is no real prospect for coming to an agreement. And if the hand you are dealt, if that's the hand you are dealt, and you've got an economy you want to grow, then start talking about cutting taxes and cutting expenditures." So obviously, this is, you know, is talking about the fight between the Republicans and the Democrats over taxes and spending. But you don't talk about things that you know the big group won't agree with. What does this make America look like? What does a typical citizen feel when he sees his Congress and his administration with absolutely no plan for a future with growth in it? It makes me feel sick, and I think that was the real reason, major reason for the sell-off. It's a psychological reason, and that totally makes sense. It's a crisis of confidence.
Yeah, well, you know, we need to get those government officials up there to hold to the truth and get us back on the right track instead of just telling us whatever they want up at the high end.
Are you trying to say that our government would lie?
Yeah, that's kind of where it's at, you know. That's the problem, at least my opinion is, so many times we don't get the truth from them and people just let it go. And it's time that we, you know, hold them accountable for what we want in this country, you know, our freedom. A lot of people gave their lives for our freedom, and I'm not willing to give it up that easy. I don't think you are either.
No. So, I got another article here. And this one is entitled, 10 Reasons Why Gold is the Gut Reaction and Why Silver is the Smart Decision. And, you know, we talk a lot about silver on here. And the reason is that we're trying to make everybody aware of what a huge game changer silver could be in the long run, because we want to protect people's wealth. You know, we're not selling silver and making any money. We're selling an idea that if we have a dollar collapse, then the silver market is going to shoot through the roof. And there's a lot of reasons why that's going to happen, whether we have a dollar collapse or not. It's just that if we have a dollar collapse, it's even more so. Number one reason is silver is the most versatile commodity, second only to oil. In other words, the most uses of any commodity in the world, you know, whether it's for technology, you know, computers and soldering and medical uses, you know, it's got so many uses, it's absolutely ridiculous.
And there's only so much of it left on the earth to be mined out.
Yeah, and I mean, we're kind of going to get to that. And, you know, they're talking about silver going to $1,000 an ounce. And if Apple Computer needs a, you know, one-tenth of an ounce to make a $2,000 computer work at the highest quality, they'll simply raise their price $100 to make up the difference. So people don't realize the shortages that silver is going through right now. You know, that's part of this 10 points, talking points here. Silver is cheap enough for the common man to buy. I mean, with gold at $1,700 and $1,800 an ounce, it's not really a conceivable thing that the average American, much less most people in the world, would ever have enough money to buy an ounce of gold. People are struggling just to make their mortgage payments and buy food and so forth and, you know, get gas to go to work. So that's why silver is also very attractive. It's been, the market has not been a free market for quite some time, and because of the Commodities Exchange and J.P. Morgan and HSBC, they've kept the prices very suppressed because of their shorting the market, and the word is that they're probably going to be charged before the end of the year with market manipulation by the feds. But neither here nor there, that's still the case. Three, gold is treasured, silver is thrown away. Since the dawn of man, gold has been treasured. In more recent times, silver has been trashed as an industrial commodity, not valued as a precious metal. With the rise in technology and so forth, silver has been literally thrown away in such small quantities that it may never be recovered. In fact, the USGS said that if the current trend continues, silver will be the first element to become extinct on the periodic table. So think about that for a second. It's got the highest use of any commodity but oil. And it's almost going to be, and it's becoming extinct. I mean, gee, do you think a supply and demand issue could be there?
Yeah, you think so? That kind of makes me think of something. I was talking to the gentleman that does our name tags on Saturday, and the little magnets on the back that hold the name tag on.
Right.
He gets I think it's overseas somewhere. But anyhow, what it comes down to is the price of the magnets doubled, and they're going to triple because now there's a demand for the magnets for the electric cars.
Wow.
So the product.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, so yeah. We're back to the same thing.
Absolutely. Number four on this talking points is there are no large stockpiles of silver left. Over the past decades, we have been consuming more silver every year than we mine. This is only possible because we used up all of humanity's precious mined silver. In 1950, it was estimated there were 10 billion ounces in the major stockpiles. Today, there are none left. Think about that, none left. This is being covered up to a big degree by some of the market manipulators. So even though gold is 10 times more rare than silver when mined out of the earth, the fact that gold has been treasured and silver has been trashed makes silver that is much more rare on a 10 to ratio than when it naturally occurs. So right now, the gold to silver ratio on number five platform is 1 to 45. It used to be historically that it was 15, 12. I've heard different things, 12, 15, or 16 to 1, which would mean that it would take 12 ounces or 15 ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold. Right now it's at 45 to 1. It's
wow.
Just totally way out of whack. Number six, silver has the largest and most persistent short position in any commodity ever. I mean, ever. Think about that for a second. You know, that is why the only reason why it is 41 to 45 ratio exists is because the banksters sell paper silver into the paper markets to suppress the prices to give strength to the dollar and the quadrillion paper dollar empire they rule. Last May, when they crashed the silver market, they sold something like 8 billion ounces of paper silver into the market in 5 days. There's only about 1 billion ounces of silver mined a year globally. This massive naked short will unwind the day that they cannot deliver the silver they promised. Okay,
and there we go back to the paper thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not only just paper money, but we got paper on our silver too, which is not a good thing.
Number seven, the banksters are running out of silver end time. The COMEX registered inventory only stands now at about 27 million ounces. They've sold, like I said, what, a billion ounces of silver or whatever that they don't have. And so logic would dictate that if the price of silver dropped that significantly, it must be more physical silver in their vaults when the inventory numbers came out. There is actually less silver. So these guys are running on the ragged edge. And, you know, and the silver market is very small, so it's volatile. You know, with only 27 million ounces in the COMEX, a little over $1 billion was completely empty, the largest stockpile of silver. You know, so think about that for a second. If there's a run, if we have a dollar collapse and there's a run on the silver, whoa.
There's probably not enough silver at all to cover all them notes out there.
Absolutely not. Not even close. So number nine on this 10 talking point platform is the majority of gold owners are banksters. Bankers, you know. If you look at the largest stockpiles of gold owners, it falls mostly in the central banks of the world. And, you know, that's just traditional.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's not, it's not really money. It's tradition. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. I have a watch here, and if you are needing a timepiece that's a genuine Rolex, you know, I'll sell this thing to you for, you know, 20 grand.
I think I'll pass it by this time.
Okay, so there's no central bank that I know of that even owns even an ounce of silver. Since silver has been used more times as money throughout history than gold, logic would dictate that at some point blanks are going to want to own silver. Okay, banks. The blanks. Yeah, those blanks.
I wasn't quite sure where you're going with the blanks, you know.
I wasn't sure either. I was thinking blanks of silver like you meant coins. 10, gold bullion is more reported on than silver bullion. You know, gold is reported on twice as much as in the media as silver. I would bet if you looked at a major media reporting, gold is probably reported 100 times more than silver, since silver is almost completely ignored. The only time I have seen silver reported is when we get a major smackdown in the price and the mainstream propagandists strike fear into their consumer slaves about how scary the silver market is. Whoa, that's a mouthful right there.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we're kind of back to the same thing like with our government. Keep us busy, on the other hand, so they can slip something in on the back door side, you know?
Absolutely. So we're getting kind of close to the end of the show here, you know, and I want to make sure that I thank our guests, Linda Kent, and, you know, representing our Reading Tea Party. It's been a real pleasure. Janine Turner again from ConstitutingAmerica.org. I mean, it's been just an absolute pleasure. I also want to thank Bad Bob in there for operating the boards. For more info, I want everybody to go to ConstitutingAmerica.org or ReadingTeaParty.com. And remember, the Reading Tea Party Patriots meet every Monday night, 6 p.m., at Bonnie View Baptist Church. It's actually 2570 South Bonnie View. It's now Destiny Fellowship. Make sure to listen to We the People Radio 8 to 10 on Sunday mornings and Sovereign Mind 6 to 10. Or, I'm sorry, 6 to 7. I'd like to be 6 to 10.
Yeah, that would be nice, yeah. Wouldn't it?
6 to 7 Sunday evenings, so you can go to Reading Tea Party, and you can go to ReadingTeaParty.com for more info. Okay, so get to the Reading Tea Party or a tea party near you and find out how you can get involved. You can make a difference. You can learn about the issues that are going to affect you most in the coming months. You have to be aware if you're going to be prepared. Start becoming more self-reliant. Okay, we're going to start having self-reliant tips of the week every week so that we can, you know, try to help you get more prepared if we have this dollar collapse that I'm pretty sure is going to happen here. In fact, I'm not just sure. I'm positive. I'd bet the farm on it.
Yeah, you can only, good on stocking up food and do some home canning and freeze-dried and freezing and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, put together a 72-hour emergency bag for each family member, store some food, like you say, learn, my sister and my mother and my significant other, my wife, Linda, they all can, and they put up tomatoes and corn and I don't know what all we've been doing, but we've grown a big, huge garden. Buy silver till your hands bleed right now, guys.
And you can't lose on, doing the canning and stuff because it's so much nicer. Let's say it didn't happen, but it's nice to be able to go to the shelf and just pull your homemade stuff off the shelf and cook with it versus having to run out to the store.
It tastes better, too. So, buy silver till your hands bleed, guys. Get out of the stock market. Start a neighborhood watch program. If you want to start a neighborhood watch program, for more information, call 225-4209 and leave a message with Officer Mike Leonard. In Anderson, call 378-6600. I'm not sure who the contact person is there yet. In Shasta County, call Arnie Britton, volunteer coordinator, at 347-5903. Next week, our guest is going to be congressional candidate Greg Chattel, and he is going to tell us where he stands on the issues. Now, we're getting pretty close to running out of time. I got a couple of quotes here. One is from Thomas Jefferson. The man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers.
Very well said.
Yeah, so, our program theme here was education, and we wanted to, carry the ball on that. We're trying to, get some other guests on, celebrities and, big-name people, whatever we can. We've got that future in the future work, so hopefully we'll get some on here. Now, I have another quote, and this one is for Wally, and this is from Will Rogers. Ain't it funny how hundreds of thousands of soldiers, we can find hundreds of thousands of soldiers to recruit with nerve, but we can't find one politician in a million with a spine. That was Will Rogers. So,
very well put.
Yeah. So, anyway, we want to thank everybody, and that's the end of our show. We'll see you next week.
Good night. To everybody out there, and I hope to see everyone soon.
Good night, and God bless. We'll see you next week. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 AM, KCNR, Free Fire Media.
The state of the union is going insane. It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train. As stones fall from heaven, hear the rumble of war.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
What are folks saying about Kent's Meats and Groceries?
Family oriented. It's a good family establishment.
What's the one food item that you like this year?
Well, as long as he's cooking, tri-tip.
That's Pray the Ranch tri-tip. At Kent, you'll find fresh seafood, locally grown produce, and fresh homemade deli sandwiches and salads from Kathy's Deli. Kent's Meats and Groceries, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 14.